It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
The My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today, and we've had her on before, is Jennifer Lewis. Thanks for coming in, Jennifer.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you in. And today, she's got on her mind school. Back to school. Stuffing the school bus. Remember that program they do every year?
Yes, I do.
Stuff the bus.
Yeah, where you went out to Walmart, bought paper for real cheap, and went and found a place to drop it off.
Yep.
But this year,
Jennifer says things are a little different this year.
Things are a little different.
Explain it to us.
So due to COVID, we are trying to eliminate for this year people donating actual physical school items such as pencils, markers, pens, notepads because of the increase of touching this from an unknown person, then it getting touched by a volunteer into a backpack, then it getting touched by the student.
So don't be all touchy-touchy. Okay.
So
just money.
You know, and we usually have a great community support in donating actual school supplies because people like to be able to buy a physical item that they know is going to someone. This year, we are pleading to our wonderful community to just send in monetary donations and know that those monies will be 100% used for the Stuff the Bus campaign. It won't go into the other United Way fund. It'll be just used to buy supplies. We're going to buy school supplies in bulk, which should save us, you know, money and stretch your dollar. And we're going to be able to get all those things that the kiddos need and then send them out to schools and make sure every kid starts school prepared at least with supplies. You know, this year they're going into school after having missed several months and we don't want them not having the supplies they need to be another factor to make them feel like they're behind.
Well, yeah. And it's kind of like, as we were talking about earlier, it's pretty good daunting task sometimes to purchase all those school supplies anyway, because, you know, if you have kids in school, you know, the school supply list is long
and longer and longer,
longer and it can run you some money. And that even in good times. And now we got times where people have been laid off or they've been cut back or they're just struggling because of this COVID mess.
Right.
So the help is needed even more. And the fact that, you know, since COVID, they can't do the supply thing. They really, 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 really need you to get that monetary donation in. And you said there's several ways right now that you can do that. Tell us that.
The best way is to send a check or cash or go down to the United Way office. And I think they have like a square or something if you want to use your credit card.
A lot of people want to do that.
But it's 214 Spruce Street, downtown. Texarkana is the United Way office.
Or you can mail in it.
Or you can mail it. Yeah. Mail it to them. Just, you know, make it out to Stuff the Bus. We have our own separate account to make sure all of the money is donated for this program is allocated to this program. And we just need the community support now more than ever with all the reasons you said, you know, people being laid off, kids missing school. Mm-hmm. And this is a wonderful community program. We usually have every community organization and group and business. I mean, we typically have supplies out at like every bank, you know, just everywhere. And this year it's going to be so different, but we don't want the community to forget about that support and esteem they usually show and really just come out in a new way. But it's going to be just as important and just as meaningful.
It will cover a lot of bases for a lot of kids and make this year just start off on a better note.
And they can hit you up, too. They can look you up and give the money to you, can't they?
Yeah, I'm...
well, she's going to pass it along.
I told her.
I will be Monday through Friday at Texarkana Resources. Feel free to bring me a check, and I will get it to the United Way office.
Yeah, and if you're going to do a check, just put Stuff the Bus, right?
Put Stuff the Bus. And last year, we stuffed over 1,800 backpacks for students in the greater Texarkana area, going all the way out to Redwater, Foreman. I mean, it's a really big area that we cover. And this year, you know, we want to do more. We want to just keep helping more students and more schools. So we can't do that without the support of the community. They solely fund this program.
All right. And of course, school's going to start hopefully in person middle of August around that time frame. And even if something came up and they did some of that, okay, go back to this, that, you know, the home thing or whatever. Hopefully they won't do that. But if they did, they still need the supplies.
Absolutely. You know, even if they're not at school, we'll find a way to get them supplies. We are a little late to the game this year because, I mean, what was the point of putting out a thing for donation when
everything
business
was
closed? Yeah, no one was going there. So
they encourage people not to go at the time.
Yeah, we weren't supposed to be gathering. Going in buildings, right?
So we're trying hard to try to, we're going to be ordering supplies here in the next week.
So get
those donations. All right, so get those donations coming quick to the United Way of Greater Texarkana or Jennifer at the resources, but get that in because it's going to be critical. It's going to be different this year, and we don't want any child to have to go to school, show up, and not have the supplies that they need to be successful.
Correct.
MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community is Jennifer Lewis. And she has been talking about Stuff the Bus, getting the school supplies there for the kids that need it. And it's so important this year because of the problems we've had with COVID-19 and things like that. We want to make sure that everybody has the supplies they need to be successful. Jennifer, once again, tell us the location and how to do it with, you know, the United Way and yourself.
Yes, donations could be made to Stuff the Bus and sent to the United Way office, which is located at 214 Spruce Street in downtown Texarkana. You can mail in a check, cash, money order. You could take one down to the office, pay with a credit card at the office. Call me. I'll come meet you somewhere and pick them up. We need the money, so we'll get it. If you're willing to give, I will find a way to get it.
Right. Sort that out.
Very good. Please help them out this year because they are doing it monetarily instead of you buying the supplies this year because of the COVID. So we don't want anything to be less than it was last year. All right. Since we have a guest, we're going to play a little game called Yes or BS. I call it Barbara Streisand. It's made up junk. And I'm going to read you something and you decide whether it's true fact or whether it's made up or slightly wrong or something like
we're
that. So we got
really well.
J for Jennifer and A for Anna. And see how y'all do. Here we go. A lion in the wild usually makes no more than 20 kills per year. Just 20.
A lion or a lioness?
The lion kills, and you know,
so
for
the male it, lion or the female lion?
The lioness is the hunter, so this is important.
I'm sorry. It just says
you're
the
playing with women.
Yeah, it just says a lion. It doesn't say
okay, so as a pride. So
I'm say true.
Yes.
I'm going to say true.
You are correct. Both of you are right because it is less than 20.
We weren't going on all the facts.
Yeah.
No, unfortunately, you weren't going on all the facts. Crocodiles can stick out their tongue almost 3 feet.
Why?
Scary crocodiles.
I call BS.
Y'all both say BS?
Yeah.
Well, you're both right. Actually, they can't stick their tongues out at all.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Otherwise, they might bite it off.
No.
Clouds. Not the cloud in the stupid...
Not the iCloud.
iCloud. But the clouds in the sky can easily weigh over 1,000,000 pounds.
That's true. That's,
seems so certain.
That's BS.
No, it's true. I used to like weather.
Well, Anna's right. She's a weather freak.
I'm a nerd like him.
The giraffe is the U.S. land mammal that has the most teeth of any mammal.
BS.
Yes.
They don't have teeth.
Well, you said U.S.
I said the giraffe is the U.S. land mammal that has the most teeth of any mammal.
That's wrong.
BS.
Okay. Okay, you don't have to get offended about it.
Yeah,
you are correct, everybody.
The giraffe is not our natural animal in our country.
Well,
so these
we have them in zoos and stuff.
Hated.
Actually, we have them in zoos.
I just know that zoos let you feed them because they don't have teeth.
Oh, okay. I didn't know this.
They let humans give them like heads of lettuce.
This is not on the test, but do you have any idea what the mammal is in the U.S., and it is native to here, has the most teeth?
On land?
On land.
Okay.
Just take a guess. It's not in the, this is not on the test. Just take a guess.
Like a wolf or a coyote or something?
Yeah, I'll go with her again.
A little less fearsome, the possum.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
The possum. I didn't know that it has more teeth than any mammal.
Okay, now we know so much more.
Yeah. All right, two more.
Okay.
On a standard Monopoly game board, Marvin Gardens is one of the three bright red color properties. You know, they're all different colored.
That's BS.
Jennifer says that's me.
I have no idea.
Anna's just tagging along with Jennifer.
Yeah.
And y'all are correct.
How am I supposed to beat you if you want
to? Yeah, I know. You can't
just
agree with her every time.
They didn't say it.
Actually, Marvin Gardens is in the yellow group. All right, let's see. Barbara Eden and her I Dream of Jeannie. Remember that TV show? Okay. Co-star Larry Hagman, of course, who was JR on Dallas, were actually in a horror movie together at one time. Barbara Eden and Larry Hagman horror movie.
That doesn't sound right.
What is it going to be?
It sounds maybe it could. I'm going to go yes. I said yes.
What you're going?
I said yes.
Is that your final answer?
Okay, I'll say BS just so we're changing it up.
Well, yes, a 1977 horror flick called A Howling in the Woods.
Oh.
So you should have just tagged along.
I know. I should have.
Dream work makes dream work.
Al Lewis, who played Grandpa Munster on The Munsters. We talked a lot about The Munsters lately.
Have.
He actually had a PhD in psychology. Grandpa Munster, did he have a PhD in psychology?
That sounds weird enough to be true.
We'll say BS. True. Well, I'll tag along this time.
There you go. And it is true. And finally, we got to wrap it up with butterflies taste with their antenna.
True.
What do you say?
False.
It's BS. Yeah.
I just went to the butterfly cottage this
You guys
weekend,
tie.
And I learned about that.
You guys tie. It's a tie.
good.
But y'all did really well. And that wraps it up for us. We got to move on.
Okay.
But help out, Stuff the Bus.
Stuff the Bus.
Jennifer Lewis, and of course, the United Way of Greater Texarkana. Thanks for coming in. We'll have her again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.